In the studio with me, I happen to have two wonderful young ladies, Madison and Alexandria. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from the Miss Grace Harbor competition, Outstanding Teen. You guys are some of the outstanding teens, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Madison, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 16-year-old junior at Aberdeen High School, and my social impact initiative is based on mental health awareness.
Oh, that's cool. And Alexandria, what about you?
So I'm also a 16-year-old junior, but I go to Acosta Junior Senior High School. My social impact initiative is about advocating social and emotional health for kids, which is so important, such a crucial step right now with COVID and being online and everything.
Absolutely. All right, tomorrow is the competition at the 7th Street Theater. What time does it all get underway?
7 p.m.
It's 7 p.m. and it goes till 10:30.
All right, and have you guys been practicing all the different things?
Yes, practicing.
Are you tired yet?
Yeah.
Yes. Walking upstairs in heels is not fun.
So I want to know from you guys, because there's a lot of work that goes into this. It's a very, I mean, a very public thing. Why in the world would you even want to be part of the competition? I'm going to ask Madison that first.
I think it's a great way to gain confidence and a great way to earn scholarship money for school and college in the future.
That's cool. All right. And how about you, Alexandria?
Honestly, I didn't even know that Miss Grace Harbor organization had such a big impact in my community. My school actually sent an email out to all the kids about it, and I was like, oh, I'll go to the Zoom meeting. Well, I met the amazing lady Liz Anderson.
She's amazing.
She is such an amazing lady. And I've learned so many things throughout this organization, this whole entire time we've been practicing. It's pretty crazy how big of an impact it's had on me.
Well, yeah. And I think a lot of people don't realize how popular it is here and what a big influence it does have. Because it's not just I want to win a beauty pageant. There's way more to it. And I think that's what's so cool about it. It's unique and special for our area. If you were to win Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen, what would you be looking forward to this year?
I would be looking forward to helping out the community with any way I can and just being out there.
That's cool.
I look forward to being able to go to schools, being able to interact with the kids, with my social impact initiative. Being with the kids is really most important, but being able to improve the community in any way that I can, because with such a small community, just the Grace Harbor community in general, I want to be able to impact it in the biggest way that I can.
Right. And you'll get that opportunity if you get the title. There is scholarships up for grabs here.
Yeah.
And what's that? Well, you know, I didn't ask you this before, but what is the difference between the Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen and Miss Grace Harbor? There's two titles given away tomorrow night. What's the difference between the two?
So Miss Grace Harbor there's a few things in the pageant that she has that the teens don't have. So Miss Grace Harbor will have interview questions on stage.
Okay.
And then they talk about their social impact initiative, whereas the teens don't have that interview question because we have teen fitness.
And then I would imagine the scholarships are different then too.
Yeah. I don't know the exact numbers, but Miss Grace Harbor's is a lot more because she's going directly into college
from
the pageant because it's 18 and older. And then the teens still have a little ways till college.
That's pretty cool. What was the biggest reason that you said, I'm going to sign up for this, Madison?
Well, I had a lot of family encourage me into doing it this year. And that had a pretty big impact.
Have you done it before? Or is this your first year?
This is my first year doing it.
All right. So let's say you don't get the title. Are you going to try it again?
Yes, definitely.
Cool. I like hearing that. That's good. And so what was your big reason, Alexandria, to say, I'm going to sign on the dotted line here? Because this is not a little commitment. This is a big deal.
Yeah. So like I said, I learned about it from my school. They sent emails out. So I went to the Zoom meeting and I met Liz. And I just thought she was the most amazing person. I was like, I want to learn how she knows all this stuff. Like, how to walk in heels, you have to learn the proper way to do that.
Yeah, you do. Otherwise, you're going to fall right over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to the first in-person meeting, and I thought that was amazing, meeting all these empowered young women in our community that I hadn't even met. And I'm like, these are people that are, like, right in my back door. I should have known this.
That's really cool.
So I've been in the organization. This is my first year doing pageant.
I was just going to ask, yeah.
And I really want to do it again because it's I met Sophia, and I've met Lauren, and
Have you met Courtney yet?
Yes, I have met
Courtney. Okay, she's pretty amazing. I had her in the studio, and she's pretty awesome.
It's just insane to see how empowered these young women can be, and they're people I've never met. I hadn't heard of the Miss America organization or the Miss Grace Harbor organization, and it's right in my backyard.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's a lot more than a beauty pageant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the element of it, but there's so much more to it, and yeah, I just don't think people know. All right, so if somebody wants to come watch you guys tomorrow night, how do they do that?
So you can purchase tickets online.
That's right, at missgraceharbor.org.
Yep.
I pulled it up on the computer.
And it'll pull up a website called ticketleap.com.
Okay.
Where you can purchase tickets. There's a Golden Circle ticket, which is $35, and you get to go in early.
Oh, cool.
Or you can buy them at Harbor Drug and City Center Drug.
Okay, great. And then from what I understand, if somebody can, if somebody hears this interview right now and they happen to run into you, you can get them some tickets too?
Yep.
Yes.
That works out pretty good. All right, anything else you guys want to say about the competition before we go off the air?
The program is very fun, and it helps you make a lot of friends.
That's cool. How about you, Alexandria?
I just want to tell people that even if you don't go and watch the pageant, you know, you can see people in our community that have competed in it, and you know that they've competed in it just the way they walk and the way they hold themselves and the way they interact with people.
Yeah, it's not just a competition. It's an experience and a good life experience.
Yes.
Well, I wish both of you the best of luck.
Thank you. I know you've worked
very hard for this, and I hope it goes well for you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.